It is time for our Tri-State Forecast, and let's bring in the man with the plan. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And, you know, things even out all the time in weather. There's no doubt about it. We just don't know how long it takes for them to even out. But I can tell you one thing right now. This is the third weekend in a row that the weather will really be nice. I am willing to bet it's not this nice next weekend.
Yeah, every weekend that goes by, it gets less and less of a chance.
Exactly. But we'll have sunshine today. There's a lot of fog around this morning. That'll dissipate. And then lots of sunshine, 65 to 70 tonight, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. That should be the high. And that's the low. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 Saturday. The clocks go back 1 hour Saturday night. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a spotty shower, 70 to 75. Do not let the spotty shower change your outdoor plans. Because believe me, when I tell you spotty, we're talking 20% of the area may see a brief shower. Otherwise, nothing to worry about. Monday, sun and clouds, 75 to 80 on Monday. But you won't be out of the 50s on Tuesday.
So that will make the 50s feel even cooler. Is it going to be is it going to be breezy on Tuesday?
Yeah, a little, not terrible. Yeah. Tuesday's election day.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But look at it this way. It'll be cool outside, but in those booths, a lot of hot air.
Well, not in the booths, but in the people trying to get winds out of those booths.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, but there you
go. Yeah, that's right.
Election day coming up very, very soon. Amazing.
I can't wait for it to be over. The commercials are just driving me nuts.
Well, you know, that's all my services that I have the services that don't include commercials.
Oh, that is great.
And you know what? If I'm watching a football game and I want to watch my team, then I have to watch it. I watch it through one of my services, but it's on a channel, okay? So I have to put up with commercials that way. But that's the only time I have to put up with commercials.
Well, that's great, because they're all over the place, even online.
Oh, I was going to say.
Going to YouTube, you know, yeah. Before you could view whatever you want on YouTube, you got to see a commercial, you know, for Election Day.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, no, that's one of the great things about streaming. When you pay the extra, what is it, $8 or $9 a month, and you just don't have to put up with the commercials.
I forget the name of this two cities, but two cities, it only happens once per year in these two cities, and I believe it's a city in Florida and another one in Oregon, where the time will be exactly the same. It's either 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. During this whole thing. I thought that was interesting. I have to look that up and find more about that. But it only happens once a year in those two cities. If you were to call, you know, this particular city in Oregon at 1 o'clock Florida time, it'll also be 1 o'clock there. And that never happens at any other time of the year, only this time of the year. But so the clocks do go back. I'm excited about that because all of the weather data stays on standard time, so we get all of our data early, 1 hour earlier. Starting on Sunday, and of course through the winter months, which helps us out. Did I tell you, and I thought this is phenomenal, that the Hurricane Hunters, you know the planes?
Yep.
Do you know that they are flying into storms off the West Coast to supply additional data to the computer models so that the storms that come in along the West Coast, we're not talking about tropical, we're talking about regular storms, they'll be able to alert agriculture and all those places that depend on rain about how to regulate the reservoirs and the dams and all of that stuff. And, of course, give us a foot up on those storms. Because you may recall that in past winters, I would always say to you, well, you know, the storm we're watching is still in the Pacific and the computer models haven't grabbed it yet because they didn't see it. But once it comes on land and the computer models get a hold of it, then they'll be able to give us a better idea of where it's going. Well, now with the hurricane reconnaissance getting in there ahead of time, we're going to have a lot more important data that should help us, especially in the winter forecast. So
I just think that's a smart idea, whoever came up with that idea.
I don't know who came up with it. Of course, it costs more money, you know, because the government has to fly these planes and everything. But it's definitely going to be worth the while. There's no doubt about that. And the other thing that I thought was interesting is when you use analogs, and a lot of long-range forecasters use analog years, you know, and when you look at this year and the record highs, the record temperatures, and there will be records set over the weekend and Monday all across the Northeast. But when you look at that and then you go back to the analog years, 2 years stand out. One is 1961 and the other is 2015. And when you look at the research on that, in 1961, that was a real variable winter, but that was the year of the great John Lindsay snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
That was in 1961. And in 2015, not only was there real cold weather, but there was huge snowstorms in that year. So now, I mean, they're analog years. I mean, do weather patterns follow the pattern? I would say normally yes, but I will tell you again that with the patterns that we've been in the last few years, they are so eccentric that it would not surprise me if they don't follow any pattern at all. So it's up for grabs, Marshall. I don't know how this winter is going to work out, but it wouldn't surprise me if you said to me in March, well, Pat, we got through this winter with the least amount of snow in the last 10 years. Or you say to me, Pat, this was unbelievable winter. You know, you said that anything could happen and anything did. You know, I'm just not going to be surprised in any way, shape, or form.
All right. Now, for our listeners that don't know why it was called a John Lindsay snowstorm, it was called a right. John Lindsay snowstorm is because the cleanup of it was terrible, and he lost the next election.
He did. Queens, New York, was hard hit. And it took a couple of weeks before they were able to dig cars out and get people working again. I remember it so well as a kid. A teenager, the snow was up to my waist. I could not believe my eyes. I just could not believe my eyes. And now I'm talking street. I lived on a side street. The actual side street had hip-level snow from my mom's gate across the street to my neighbor's gate. I just could not. And I'm thinking to myself, how in God's name are we getting anywhere? With snow so deep like this covering the streets, we can't even get to the store. We can't move our cars. And eventually, you know, they were able to plow the main street, still snow covered. And we took a sled with a rope and we walked to the shopping center to get food, put the food on the sled and brought it back. And we did that for over 1 week. Until they were able to clear these streets. But that was a storm that New York City was not prepared for in any way, shape, or form.
That's just a little bit of a history note. I wanted Pat to explain that. And when you bring that up, I'll never forget the year. We all know Buffalo off the Great Lakes in Cleveland, off the Great Lakes. One winter, the sanitation workers went on strike in Buffalo. Actually, it was in the fall. And they didn't expect the strike to last. Well, it did. And the first lake effect snow squall hit, and Buffalo got like 43 inches. And they got the mayor, and they said to the mayor, well, how are you going to get rid of the snow? And I'll never forget his quote. I forget who the mayor was, but he said, well, the good Lord put it there. The good Lord can take it away.
Oh, boy. Did he get reelected?
Yeah, because it wasn't his fault. People were mad at the sanitation department, not you know, the plows and stuff like that. Gotcha. But you can't have those people go on strike if you live along the Great Lakes.
No. And, you know, in a La Nina winter, which is what we expect, you know, the air is generally cold and most of the storm systems are in the northern branch of the jet stream. And in a La Nina winter, usually the Great Lakes get clogged.
Well, because all that, they will, the lakes are open, yeah. And the only way that you can shut off the snow from the lakes is if the lakes freeze over.
Right.
And they don't necessarily, and when they don't freeze over, and you get the wind coming in with those fronts, man, you get those massive snowstorms.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how it shapes up. Do I look forward to it? No, not at all.
Well, do you look forward to this weekend? I mean, you're going up to the lake.
Going up on Sunday, yep, to meet the contractor. I don't know what time I'm getting back. I told you that Dan will be in for me in the morning. I will be taking over from mid-morning on through the afternoon on Monday. I'm not worried because the weather's going to be absolutely beautiful. Dan's going to think that he's forecasting right in his hometown because he comes from Florida, and that's where he is. And he's going to think that he's right there in Florida because it's going to be 75 to 80.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll have to turn the air conditioner back on in the bedroom for that.
You may have to. And of course, on Tuesday, I'll let you know how things go up there. I already know that there's a problem with the roof, because the extension has what they call a gable roof.
Yeah.
It looks like somebody added a piece of a cabin to our cabin since it's abruptly cut from the side view. I think what we wanted is, it's called a fit roof.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a fit roof?
Yeah.
Where it slopes.
Yeah, so you might have a little more expense.
I don't know if he could still do it, but I'm going to talk to him about that.
All right, well, I want you to have a good weekend, and we'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Tuesday it is. You have a good one, too.
Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. You can always find Pat on our on-demand page if you miss the conversation at robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand, click on weather with Pat Pagano.